When you're exploring environmental factors in a functional behavioral assessment, it's important to look at things that you may actually find enjoyable, but the person who is exhibiting a behavior may not. For example, I worked with an individual who seemed to have a lot of behaviors around Christmas time. We thought maybe it was because he missed his family and he was upset because other people in the home were able to go out with their families and he wasn't able to. However, I noticed that when he was sitting down and trying to do his homework, he would look at the Christmas tree and he'd look back at his paper and then he'd stare back at the Christmas tree again. And it all kind of started to click for me. We have this environment that he's used to, that he normally thrives in. And now, one time a year, we bring in this tree that smells different. We bring in these lights that are flashing. We bring in these ornaments that are all shiny and reflecting this light. We have this weird music, different food. All of these things are totally different outside of his routine. And routine was something that was very important to him. So, we decided to scale back a little bit. We took down the Christmas tree, we moved it to an area that wasn't so visible, we turned down the Christmas music, we did a lot of things to make sure the environment was as consistent as possible for him. And lo and behold, he did have a vast reduction in the amount of behaviors that we saw each holiday season.